Good morning, everybody. Pan Gap Sumnida, pleased to be meeting with you here this morning. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Today, we have three services, and tea and coffee will be served between our morning services. Pastoral news. Helen Johnson remains in Kingston Hospital. Many of our young people are still taking their exams and need our prayerful support. Please remember all those affected by the tragic events in London last night. Next Sunday is our combined 11 o'clock service, which will be followed by Bring and Share lunch, and everyone is welcome. Now, you might want to make jam sandwiches for that, and you will be able to, because in the Mayo Hall between the services, some homemade fresh jam is for sale. And that's it today. So, and finally is Leslie. Yeah. Right, just a minute, Jim, we can't hear you. Just a minute.
Yes, sorry. Jane wants to draw our attention to, there's an item in the church news, which is a, about the Star and Garter of Fate, and it gives you some directions of how to get there, which includes the K2, but you cannot get there by using the K2. Yeah?
Good, thank you.
I have a request for prayer, please, from you. I've got two particular challenging things going on this week. One is, as you may know, I am a person keeping a sort of weather eye on another church. And this week, who are in considerable financial irregularities, stronger than challenges, irregularities. And we've now received the letter via the lawyers from the Charity Commission. And so these four elderly women are faced with this massive explosion, and the Synod is going to help them, and I'm going to try and do my stuff. So could you pray for us? Pray for us. Pray for wisdom. Yeah. And the other thing is that on Thursday, by the grace of God, at Chessington Community College, there will be an event which will be an interfaith event with speakers from Woking Mosque, from the synagogue, and somebody representing world Christianity. Yes. So could you, at this important time, pray for wisdom for us in what we do and what we say? And I think this week we need to remember all those people who are fasting and keeping the holy month of Ramadan, who will be the people who will be getting the abuse, who will be getting the people, who will be getting people's anxiety worked out all over them. And we need, of course, to pray for our politicians and for the police, for wisdom for them. But we will do more of that later. Thank you.
Sing to God and bless God's name. Sing with joyfulness and thankfulness for all that God has done through the ages. Sing with joy that God has brought us together as God's people. Sing to God, sing praises to God's name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We join to sing. We join to pray. Let us pray. Rushing in to our violent world, stirring and unsettling us, throwing our certainties into disarray, come, Holy Spirit. Flowing through our hearts like rivers of living water, like streams in the desert, renewing, refreshing, giving life to new possibilities. Come, Holy Spirit. Dancing like tongues of flame, setting our hearts on fire to love the way you do, extravagantly, joyfully, indiscriminately. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, who is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Come, Holy Spirit. Come to pour out your grace. Come to transform us. Come to awaken our love and our quest for justice and mercy. Come to show us the way. Come, Holy Spirit, meet us here and make us more sensitive to you when we meet you tomorrow. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Today is a special day in the life of the church. It's not Christmas Day. It's not Easter Day. But it's just as happy and joyful. It's called Pentecost. Can you say that with me? Pentecost. And it's the day when we remember that Jesus sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. Jesus went back to his Father in heaven, and so he sent us a helper, the Holy Spirit. And you're going to be learning about the Holy Spirit when you go into the hall in a few minutes. But first, I'm going to read you a story. It's called The Windy Day. And because it's from such a tiny book, I don't think people are going to see the pictures. So, with Stuart's help, we have scanned this entire little book, and we're going to have the story on the screen. Can you see it? So we're going to read this story, and it's called The Windy Day. It is a windy day, and Teddy Horsley is a puzzled bear. He opens his eyes to look for the wind, and he cannot see it. But he sees the wind shake the apples down, turn washing inside out, and blow paper along the street. He stretches out his paws to touch the wind and cannot feel it. But he feels the wind push him along, tug his kite into the sky, and drive rain into his face. He pricks up his ears to listen to the wind and cannot hear it. But he hears the wind rattle dustbin lids, slam doors shut, and whistle through the trees. Teddy Horsley knows that the wind is there all around him. The church is celebrating Pentecost. Can you say that word with me? Pentecost. And Teddy Horsley is a puzzled bear. He opens his eyes to look for the Holy Spirit and cannot see him. But he sees the Holy Spirit making people smile and dance. He stretches out his paws to touch the Holy Spirit and cannot see him, cannot feel him. But he feels the Holy Spirit making him safe and loved. He pricks up his ears to listen to the Holy Spirit and cannot hear him. But he hears the Holy Spirit making people sing and laugh. Teddy Horsley knows that the Holy Spirit is there all around him. And I hope that you all do too. Amen.
Join together to sing, Shine Jesus Shine.
In different circumstances, we'd say, give the Lord a mighty hand of praise, and that's what we do. Oops, it is. See you later. That's it. Take your time, man. It's cool. Oh, granddad, cheating. So we have the sending of the Holy Spirit in the Gospel according to John, which is different from Luke Acts. But here we will hear it in Acts. The Spirit that comes, which means that God is with us. And Olive Springham will read this passage to us.
From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky, which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because each one of them heard the believers speaking in his or her own language. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia, Media and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome, both Jews and Gentiles converted to Judaism, and some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" But others made fun of the believers, saying, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles and in a loud voice began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then whoever calls out to the Lord for help will be saved." Amen.
So they go to the tomb and they meet him. And the risen Lord Jesus appears to the disciples in their room. And what do they do? They hide. They lock themselves away. They are scared people. This story, though, in Acts is the empowerment of the believers to get out from behind locked doors to serve and to live and to be God's people to the ends of the earth. To get out from behind locked doors and to live and to serve as God's people to the ends of the earth. And do you know who that is in Britain in 2017? That would be us. That would be us. So the Spirit comes upon the believers And we are not here in the world of the gentle breeze that massages them to go along. The world translated is a violent wind that comes suddenly, violently. So these are a gathering of devout Jews who are there for the festival, who are amazed and perplexed. And this is not, again, this is not a pleasant emotion. It is flummoxed. It is bewildered. These disciples are behaving oddly, strangely, and the people are not liking it. The Holy Spirit is not the gentle, cuddly, stuffed dove, but a violent wind that blows the church into being. And what does this church look like? Well, this is a church of immigrants with different languages and different cultures. And also from the prophet Joel, a vision of all ages and all groups, those who are servants, those who employ them, a group of all ages. And there is the news of all the confusion, but the message is also, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So I would say to anybody, do not follow Jesus if you are looking for your life with a little bit of a nicer shine. It is a tough, socially demanding call. We are no longer our own. We belong to God. So it is not about us and our hang-ups, our anxieties, our prejudices. It is about the Spirit who is inside us, not gently soothing us and massaging our prejudices, but driving us and pushing us on to all sorts of strange encounters with all sorts of strange people. So pushing is where? Well, for some people in the first flush of faith, it would be about leaving and going and doing the big thing. For Peter, it was about leaving the locked room and speaking to the crowd. He was there, locked himself away, he was frightened, and then he opened the door and got cracking on. For most of us, it will be about staying, it will be about being, it will be about living well, empowered by the Spirit where we are. It will be about the Spirit making a difference to the way that you live your life on Monday. And that is why the table is so important. Because it stands as a symbol of everybody being welcome. The rich, the poor, people are invited regardless of their age, regardless of their gender, and all nations are invited to the table. But it is still a table. You can put linen on it, you can put silver on it, but it is a table. It is ordinary, it is everyday. It is in the ordinary and the everyday that we know God. And we make a difference for God. It is when somebody says something and you say, whoa, 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 whoa. How do you know that? It's when somebody says something and you say, I'm sorry. I do not agree with you. The ordinary, the everyday, is where we, as followers of Jesus, make our difference. But we will speak God's word, which is a word that is beyond fear. Which is a word that is a word of love. And remember, we're not talking about something that's sentimental, but it's a word that is of love, respect, value for all people. It is every day at our tables, and maybe we should be thinking about who should we be inviting to be spending time with at our tables. Maybe that's something is a challenge for us as a church. And to know that we don't do what we do on our own strength, and we don't do what we do for our own reasons. You know, you and I know, brothers and sisters, that we would all much rather be sitting, watching the telly, eating pizza out of a box. You know, that sort of flabby, easy life, wouldn't that be blissful? But that is not what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We don't do it our own strength. We don't do it for our own reasons. We do it because we are people of the Spirit. And did you notice that straight away in the story, so this amazing thing happens. The Spirit comes, they speak in other languages, people from all over the world are able to hear them and understand, and straight away, people are rationalizing it. Straight away, people are saying, they're drunk. It's the first thing that happens. First thing that happens is that people rationalize it. So when you hear a story that encourages you, when you encounter God and you are surprised by something, hold on to it and do not allow yourself to deflate it. Because that instinct is inside each of us. And when we come to the table, which is ordinary bread and very, very ordinary red stuff, wine, when you come to the table and we eat and drink together, do not allow our familiarity to rob us of the extraordinary vision that one day we will all gather at the heavenly banquet together. And for most of us, our calling will be in our homes, in our communities, at our tables, or eating our meals, on our trays, on our laps. And it is the radical transformation of every day that matters. Because the Holy Spirit comes blasting through God's world, which is that. And if that is true, brothers and sisters, if that is true, would it not be kind? Would it not be generous? Would it not be wise to find ways to communicate that truth with those who do not know it? And all God's people said, let us pray. So from the Joint Policy Group, which calls together the Methodist churches, the Baptist churches, the Church of Scotland, and the United Reformed Church. Much of the debate around the election is rightly focused on individual policies. It is also our duty to ask what sort of society we would wish our government to build. As Christians, we have to embrace the reality that our vision will never be achieved by humankind alone, and to look beyond our human timeframes to the coming of the kingdom of God. And it is this future hope that gives meaning and direction to present struggles. So we invite you to pray for everyone standing for office and for all voters. We pray that Christians across our nation entering the polling booth on the 8th of June do so as followers of Jesus Christ, seeking to take part in creating a society which reflects God's kingdom of goodness and of justice, a society that encourages life in all its fullness. So, Holy God, we commit to you every candidate standing for election, their families and their supporters. We pray for the safety and welfare of party leaders and all politicians as they make their final campaigns for our votes. And we pray for the candidates standing in the constituency where we live. We pray that people will vote, seeking for peace in our world, promoting human rights, religious freedom, and economic justice for all. And on this day, we pray for those who mourn and those who are injured. For those who are searching for the perpetrators and supporters of such acts. So we would pray for the hospitals, but we would also pray for resources. And we would pray for justice, but we would pray for numbers of police officers. And we would pray for wisdom, but we would also pray that social media outlets would take their social responsibility seriously. Lord, we would pray. for wisdom, for peace, and for peace with justice. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Little children and young people could dance around this holy table. And old people and those who are disabled could hold on to it to keep them up. And we present symbols of our life. And with joy we bring our gifts. In faith, we name it our holy table, which carries the body of Christ. In faith, we offer our gifts, which are symbols of our commitment. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. We join to sing 452, Let Us Break Bread Together in the Lord. as if it were the only time, and as if this was the only place, and we the only people, Jesus Christ will meet us here. As if this were the only time, and this were the only place, we will know God's presence with us. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples. And while they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them with the words, "This is my body, it is broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later, he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of this world, which Christ will make special. And as he said a prayer before sharing, we will do so too. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the moving of what seemed impossible, for the dancing of life, the running of water, the rising of trees, and the birth of humankind. We thank you for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior, for his life of joyful loving, his dying and his rising splendid. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit, the flame of truth, the wind of freedom, the song of hope in every age. With those who've gone before us and those who will come after us, we worship you. Holy, holy, holy God, Lord of power and might, we will worship you. Be present with us through this bread and this wine. Open our eyes and our hearts to know that you are with us, that bread would take us back to the body of Christ, that wine would take us back to the blood of Christ, that we would know ourselves, united with those who've gone before us, united with our brothers and sisters in Christ who will worship you around the world, in Syria and in Egypt, in Korea, in Japan, those who will worship you this day in Russia, secretly in North Korea. This is your table. And you are Lord here, and we are glad. Amen. He took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." He took the cup, wine poured out, and said, "This is my blood, it is shed for you." The body of Christ. There's my old hands. Sorry. The blood of Christ. Let us pray. Threatening, gusting, turbulent spirit. No one has described us as being on fire recently. And it's hard to remember when last we were blown away. We are practiced at doing sober and respectable. Are we so far beyond prophesying, dreaming dreams and seeing visions that we present a mild and managed church to the world, to our children, to ourselves, and in the service of the kingdom? It is hard for a 2,000-year-old church to be spontaneous, for an institution to become a movement again in a very different world. So we need you all the more. Blow through our petty habits and cozy rituals. Inflame in us dreams of a new heaven and a new earth. Your church has called you comforter, sustainer, advocate, and champion. Be known to us again and be the source of our courage. Stir up in us our appetite for justice. Make compassion our disturbing companion. Come, living spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. Our final hymn is available in English and Korean for those who can read Korean. It's at the back. So, Lee, have we done the business? We've done the business. Good. For those using hymn books, 489, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Me, Charlie, turn on. Could you tell me what you've been doing?
Well, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit comes in different ways. And about, first off, how the Holy Spirit comes to all different countries. So we worked out how we said hello in lots of different languages. And we have Korean, English, Welsh, Ghanaian, Polish, Arabic, French. Probably more. And get Ghanaian. And then we did the Holy Spirit in a fire. And we've got all the different countries of the world. Well, not all the different countries in the world, all the ones that we could think of. And they've made this lovely picture here. Then we talked about how the wind, similar to the story we had, is similar to God's Spirit being around us.
Thank you very much. Cool. Lovely. Right, I'm good. See that? Just nicking the fans off you. What a cheek. What a cheek. Isn't that a cheek? Get the fan back. I'm going to say a blessing now. Okay. Go in peace. And may God be our creating. Christ be found in our midst, and the Holy Spirit to life. Amen. Good.